Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf pedalid. Today's daf has been dedicated by Dr. Meddeb and his wife Lily and family in memory of Moshe ben Rachel. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Elu Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. We will make use of our picture books today. So if you want to get them handy, there are some pictures that will help us. Okay, great. We are going to start today's daf on Pegimal, Amud Sheni, four lines from the bottom, Tanan. Basically for today's sugya, you really have to just know one mahloket. And that's really the topic of the entire daf. The machloket that we ended yesterday's daf with between Rav and Shmuel. The case was where you had two chatzerot that were adjacent to each other, and each chatzer made their own eruv, but they did not join. And you had an area in between the chatzerot that one of the Hatzerot can only access it through shilshul, meaning going down to it, which means they were elevated above ten tefachim, therefore they had to go down to the item, whereas the other Hatzer was lowered and therefore had to throw up, be zorek to it. So the Gemara wants to know who has the easier access. So Rav says, Shneim Asurim, because bottom line, since both do not have easy access according to him. This is shilshul, throwing down. This is zirika, throwing up. Both asur. Where Shmuel said no. The hatzer that can access the area through shilshul is easier than zirika. Going down is easier than throwing up. And therefore he was matir that area to the side that is mishalchel and was osered on the side that is zorek. That was the opinion of Shmuel. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a proof to that opinion. And through the whole daf, it's going to be back and forth trying to bring proofs for Rav or Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah, Anche chaser ve'anche marpeset sheshachu velo erbu. We had our case over here in the Mishnah. We had the people living in the Hatzer, and then the Marpeset. The Marpeset was the second floor. They had a area in front of their doors that was called the Marpeset. So each one is considered, if you want, a separate entity, and therefore they made separate Hatzerot. So the Mishnah said, "Kol shegavah asarat tefachim leMarpeset." Anything that's in the Hatzer, that's 10 tefachim high, belongs to the merpeset. Pachot mikan lachatzer. Anything less than 10 tefachim, for example, an object that's in the chatzer, less than 10 tefachim, then it belongs to the chatzer. What do I mean when I say it belongs? That means the chatzer can transfer back and forth from that item. And if it's 10 tefachim high, then the merpeset can transfer. People of the Marpes can transfer back and forth. Now the Gemara analyzes. Kasal kadatach, my Marpeset. At this point the Gemara is saying, what is a Marpeset? Bene Aliyah. It is not the Marpeset which is the actual floor, but it's referring to above that. Bene Aliyah, where the people live. Now, if you look at, yes, and the art scroll does have a picture. Let's see if the other book has a picture of this. This would be on Daf 279. Why 279? No. I would say it's more like 278. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that when we said Marpeset, Marpeset is referring to the Aliyah. You see the Aliyah, the windows where they're living. Mm-hmm. And it's just called the Marpeset because you have to go through the Marpeset to get to the Aliyah. So they call it a Marpeset. Now, if it's the Aliyah we're talking about, so let's analyze now. You have an item that's in the Hatzer, as you see that block, right? So if it's 10 tefachim high, let's say. So he said, it goes to the Marpeset. Now wait, the Marpeset, or the Aliyah, which we're discussing, can only access this through Shilshul. Shilshul means they have to lower it down to get to it. Where the Hatzer, since it's 10 tefachim high, accesses it through Zirika. And what is the Mishnah saying? If it's 10 tefachim, it belongs to the Marpeset. That shows you what? When it's a choice between Shilshul and Zirika, you give it to the Shilshul. You give it to the Mishalcheh, which is the Bnei Aliyah. Proof positive to Shemuel. Now again, the only way you can bring this proof is if you assume that the word Marpeset means Aliyah. Now the Gemara is going to say, Umay karu la marpeset, why would they call the Aliyah marpeset? De kasalke be marpeset. Because you need to go up from the marpeset to get to the Aliyah. So it instead of calling it what it is, you call it the way you access it. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, Alma, now we get to the proof. Kol leze bishilshul veleze bizrika. Notim oto leze shebishilshul. So you see over here that the Aliyah accesses through throwing down, Bnei Hatzer accesses through throwing up, and you gave it to the Bnei Aliyah. Proof positive to Shemuel. Question on Rav. Gemara answers, Kedamar Rav Huna. Like Rav Huna answered in a different case, we can apply Rav Huna's answer over here also. We're going to see where Rav Huna originally made his statement, but we're going to apply Rav Huna's principle. Le'otam hadarim b'marpeset. Ah, you thought that when it's a marpeset, it means above the marpeset. Naliyah? No. It means like Rav Huna taught in a different place. It's talking about the actual marpeset itself. Hachanameh le'otam hadarim b'marpeset. And what does that do for us? So, according to this, it'll come out that the marpeset is lower. Obviously, right? Now, if it's lower, so then the amud that's 10 tefachim high to the marpeset is almost level. So that's like what we called earlier a petah. That's just straight. So then it's a petah to the marpeset, and it's zirika to the hatzer. There everybody agrees, you give it to the marpeset. It's not an inyan of shilshul to zirika. So basically, in the question, in the proof, we try to say, well, it's higher, therefore coming out to shilshul. In the answer, no, marpeset is marpeset. We actually have a picture to that. In your second picture in your article, you see that instead of looking at it from the higher part, you're looking at the marpeset itself, and you see the column is 10 tefachim high, so it's just really able just to put it on. You have to lower it down. So the Gemara says, wait, if that's the way you're explaining marpeset, I mean literally the actual porch area, ihache ema sefa. You run into a problem at the end of the Mishnah. Why? Pachot mikan lachaser. Right? We said if it's less than 10 tefachim, it belongs to the chaser. Right? Because when it's less than 10 tefachim, it's easier accessed to the chaser. It's just able to place it straight on, as opposed to the marpeset, you'd have to drop it down. So it's more accessible
to the Hatzir. So the Gemara says, Amai. The Gemara says, Ema sefa pachot mikan Hatzir, Amai, why is that so? Leze bepetach, veleze bepetachu.
Which means, true, it became accessible now to the Hatzir when it's less than 10 tefachim. But since we're talking about the Marpesa, which is lower, it's also just as accessible to the Mepeset. And therefore, when it's equally accessible, it should be Asur to both. It's Mashma from the Asur of the Mishnah, Pahot Ma'asara Lahatzer. Mashma, it's Mutal Lahatzer. What do you mean? If you're talking about the Marpesa, which is the lower area, and it's the column is less than that divine, it should be Asur to the Marpeset, as well as the Hatzir. Why is it Mashma Mutal to the Hatzir? Again, why should it be Asur to the Hatzir? Because it has easy access to it, as well as the Marpes has easy access. Now it's a shared item, and you have to remember they didn't make an Eruv amongst themselves, these guys. So the Gemara says, oh, my Lahatzir. You know what it means when we said Lahatzir? Af Lahatzir. We meant to say that now that it's less than Tefahim, it's just as accessible also to the Hatzir. Oh, if it's accessible also to the Hatzir, what's the deen? Ushnehem Asurim. And now you're right. Both of them will become Asur. That's what we're going to interpret the Mishnah. Meaning again, when it's less than the Tefahim and it says Lahatzir, it means now it's accessible not only to the Hatzir, but even to the Hatzir. Now if it's accessible even to the Hatzir, so now already you have Marpeset and Hatzir sharing a same area, therefore it's going to be Asur to both. Ushneim, Asurim. Hachaname Mistabra. The Gemara says, it makes sense to explain the Mishnah that way. That when we said Hatzir, and we said Marpeset, I'm sorry, when we said the word Hatzir, we meant Afla Hatzir. The Gemara says, Mediketani Sefa. Now let's read the end of the Mishnah. Bamedevarim Amurim. When do we say that when it's 10 Tefachim high, it belongs to the Marpeset? Bismucha. That's only when it's close to the Marpesa, which means when the Amud is, you know, against the Marpesa, it's close to Bismucha. Avad b'mufleget. However, if it is far away from the Marpeset, afilu gavoa yut tefachim, even if it is 10 tefachim high, lahatzir. Then you give it to the Hatzir. Now, the Gemara analyzes, what do you mean you give it to the Hatzir? My lahatzir. If you're going to tell me, yeah, when it's pulled away from the Marpeset, and it's 10 tefachim high, you're going to give it to the Hatzir, why? Amai, reshuta de tarvayuhu. This becomes now equally accessed to both, which means the people in the Hatzir have to throw up to it, because it's 10 tefachim high, that's called zirika. The people in the Marpeset certainly have to do two things. They have to lower down, and they have to also go across. They have to be Zorek and Mishalche. They got to do both, which means, even according to Shemuel, that normally said that the Mishalche is considered easy access, he would agree in this case that what? That even if you were talking about, let's say, like we learned earlier, B'nai Aliyah, still he would say the both should be Asur, because here you have to do both. You have to throw down, and you also have to go across. But the point is, why does the Mishnah say, here's the point, why does the Mishnah say, when it's pulled away, it's rahok, from the Marpeset, and it's sent to Fahim high, it's lahatzir. What do you mean lahatzir? Why should it go to lahatzir? Lahatzir has to make zirika, and the Marpeset also has to make shilchul, Plus zirika, plus they gotta go, let's say, but for sure they have to make shilshul, so shilshul and zirika, according to Rav, shilshul and zirika are considered equal. Which means, it's the same according to him. So therefore, when it says lahatzer over there, it must mean, af lahatzer, that it is asur. Which is, it's not coming to say lahatzer, it's mutar. When it's mufneget, and the Mishnah says lahatzer, it means even to the hatzer, it's going to become Asur. And that's what he says, Ela, my lahatzir, af lahatzir. Which means, now it becomes just as accessible to the Haser as it is to the
Aliyah, or to the Merpeset, Ushneim, Asurim.
So therefore, Hachanameh, so too, when you're going to tell me that the Amud is less than 10 Tefachim, when it's said in the Mishnah, Lachatzer, Mai Lachatzer, Af Lachatzer, Ushneim, Asurim, Shma'amina. And therefore, we were unable to bring a proof to Shmuel. We thought to bring a proof to Shmuel by saying we're talking about the Aliyah, and it was Zeb Shilshul, Vezeb Zrika, and therefore you give it to the Marpeset. No! We're not talking about the Aliyah, we're talking about the Marpeset itself. So the Marpeset itself, what's the understanding? It's Lezeb Petach, because when it's Tentifah Imai, it's actually level with the Marpeset, and to this it's Zrika, so therefore you give it to the Marpeset. Ah! So the Gemara says, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim, you give it to the Chatzir. Why do you give it to the Chatzir? It should be Asur to both. So the Gemara says, you're right. When it says the Chatzir, it means now it becomes also accessible to the Chatzir just as well as the Merpesed. And therefore, they're both going to be Asur. So there's no case where the Chatzir is permissible alone. Which is even less than 10 tefachim, now both of them become Asur. The only time that something's mutar in this Mishnah according to this is when it's 10 tefachim high, close to the Merpeset. Then already the Merpeset has an easier access to the Amud than the Hatzir. Lower, now already the Hatzir joined in there. Now he also has just as an equal access. And then what's going to be Asur. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, new point. Not new point, but the point is we're going to give that new proof. Tanan. We learned also in our Mishnah. Choliyat Tabor Vasela. Let's analyze what we're talking about. Remember Choliyat Tabor? That's the diggings outside the bor. We actually have a picture of that in 279. Same story. You have your Hatzer on the bottom. You have your Merpeset on top. That whole same scenario. And in the Hatzer, you have this Choliyat Tabor. There's a bor, a pit. And you dug it out, and you put the bank, embankment on the side of it. And we're going to analyze it now. That's Choliyat Tabor. Or a Sela. Sela is Pashu, just a regular rock. Yeah. Now, Shehen Givuin Asara. Oh, 10 high. Who does it belong to? The Merpeset. Now again, at this point we're thinking, what is Merpeset? Aliyah. Like before. Mm-hmm. Then we have an understanding of Merpeset can mean Aliyah. We fell off on the first part of the Mishnah. Now we're giving in the next part of the Mishnah. Choliyat Tabor Vasela. Oh, so you tell me Choliyat Tabor Vasela. It's 10 Tefachim high. Okay? Belongs to the Merpeset. Pachot Mikan. Lachatzir. Less than that belongs to the Chatzir. Also, let's analyze. In the case where it's 10 high, and we're talking about not the Merpeset itself, but Merpeset means Aliyah. And the reason why we call it Merpeset is because you have to access the Merpeset to get to the Aliyah. Oh, so now, for the Aliyah to this Chuliyah, how do you got to get to it? Shilshul, got to lower down, because it's more than 10 tefachim to the item. Whenever it's more than 10 tefachim to the item, you have to shilshul. Since we're talking about the higher spot, so you lower it down. Good. The Hatzir, how does it access the Chuliyah? Well, 10 tefachim, you got to throw. And what is it saying? Shilshul, zirika, you give it to the Merpeset. Oh, give it to the Shilshul. Proof to Shmuel. Here's where Rav Huna said his deen. Amar Rav Huna le'otan adarim b'merpeset. No. When it says merpeset, it doesn't mean the aliyah, the people above. It means the actual merpeset itself. Therefore, when it's 10 tefachim high, now you can look at your picture 279. If we're talking about the actual merpeset itself, the Choliyat Tabor is actually flush with it. And therefore, it's no shilshul. Therefore, it's right there. So therefore, all it is lezeh lepetah, just like a door. So therefore, you could put it on, and to the chatzir, it's zirika. So obviously, you're going to give it to the Merpeset. So therefore, you have no proof to Shmuel.
How do you know the Merpeset is 10? Maybe the Merpeset is 12. Why does it say that the Merpeset is 10?
No, we don't. We know that the Merpeset, when the item is 10 high, we know the Merpeset is at least within 10 to the
Because that's the way it is. That's the way they built Merpesot. And therefore, if it's going to be 10, it's not more than 10 to the Hatzir. So then when you build this thing 10 high, you're going to be either flush or within 10. Point being, you don't have to make Shulshul. So many tzaddik, it's not an issue of shibud. That's just the way they would build them. That was the normal size, let's say. Correct. And pahot mikam is after hatzir. Now Gemara is going to go through this. Gemara says, tinach sela. Okay. Tinach sela. Now you explained to me now, in the Mishnah we gave two cases. Choliat abor, vasela. Comes out that really we're discussing over here two same cases. Chuliat Tabor and Sela are basically the same point. You have a Chuliat that's 10 high, right? And you have Bor that is, that's Chuliat Tabor is 10 high, and the Sela that is 10 high. So the Gemara is going to analyze, what did you need two cases, which is basically teaching me the same principle. So the Gemara says, Tina Sela. Can we read Rashi? Let's read Rashi, please, on that. Tina Sela. Dehavi libne marpeset kepetah. She'al gaba v'avi tashmish dira. Or dide, I'm sorry. The gaboa shavelemu. A Sela is solid. So then when it's 10 high, it's really flush with the marpeset. So we understand why you give it to the marpeset. However, bor ma'ika lememar. If you looked at the Lashon, it says Hulyata bor. Now, Hulyata bor is referring to also the bor. Now, if the Hulya is 10 high, that doesn't affect, doesn't help me with the inside of the bor. Which means the bor now is deep. It's 20 away from the, or 10 from the Marpeset. So you gotta go 10 to Fahim down. So therefore, how do you explain bor? Ela, what are you gonna say? You're gonna say that from the Marpeset it's Shilshul to get into the bor. You gotta go make Shilshul. For the guys in the Hatzir, how do you get into the bor? You have to be Zorek. No, it's deep. You gotta go over the Chulya. You have to remember it's a Chulya Tent of Fahim high. So it's in the bor itself, the bottom of the bor. No, you gotta go over the embankment. No, because that's the picture. The picture is we have a Chuliat Tabor. It's not two separate cases. Chuliat Tabor. So therefore, in the Hatzir, it's hollow. So you got to go over the item, over the embankment, the Chuliat to get in. That's Zorek. For the Marpeset, you're lowering right in. Oh, so what do you see? Proof to Shemua. And what are we saying? Chuliat Tabor, if it's 10 to Fahim, you give it to the Marpeset. Proof positive to Shemuel. That Shulshul overrides Zirika. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yitzhak Bered Rav Yehuda, Hacha Bebor Mele'am Mayim Askinan. What do you think? You think we're talking about an empty bor? We're talking about where the bor is filled to the top with water. And since it's filled with water, that's considered as if it's... Now, you don't look at it from to the bottom. You look at it to the top. And therefore, it's right there. So the Gemara says, oh, you tell me it's talking about water. That she says, Tehavi kepetach libne marpeset. Why, once already it's filled to the top with water, it's considered level with the bnei marpeset. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Veha hasra. Which means, what are you talking about? Water, you could take out the water. Because the water is not there permanently. Water, in the tendency even, is to get lower. So therefore, how could you tell me that the anyan is you put water in there, and therefore the water raises it up, and since the water level is flush, so therefore makes it as if it's a petach to the marpeset. What are you talking about? Water, either you can take the water out, it's not there permanently, or it itself gets lower. Once it gets lower, so now you're back to the same issue. This is going to be Shilshul, and this is going to be Zirika. So the Gemara says, no, Kevan dechi malya sharia, since when it's filled, it's mutar, ki hasrana me sharia. Even if it gets lower, it's also mutar, meaning it's one of those laws that once you go into Shabbat, and it was filled, finished. It's good the whole Shabbat. I don't care if the status changed over the Shabbat, you're going to be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Adrabba. What do you mean? On the contrary. I can tell it to you the other way. I can say, Kivan dechi hasra. I can tell you, since it's asur, when it eventually is going to become hasir, asira, it's going to be asur, kimalyana me asira. Maybe I'll tell you it's never mutar from the inception because it's going to be hasir. Who told you to even say it's mutar for even a short period? Tell me the opposite. Tell me, since it can be mechusar, water, by the way, is not mukses. You can also even take the water out. So maybe I'll tell you, such an item does not minimize the bor. Because since I could be mechasir it, so therefore maybe even when it's full, before it was mechasir, it's considered not a mi'ut. It does not diminish from the bor itself. Which is maybe water is not considered a filler at all. Because why? It could be mechasir it. So you want to tell me, Sevara, no. So when it's full, it's okay. So even if it becomes hasir after, it's good. Tell me the opposite. Tell me, since this item can be mechusar, even if it's full, it'll be asur. Because this item over here is not considered a milui to the bor. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. We have a question now according to Rav. Which means, so therefore, back to the question, you have a bor. According to the top, water doesn't do anything to you. Water is considered empty. Because bottom line, when you throw it in, it's going to go straight down the water anyway. And therefore, don't even consider water bichlal as a filler. Because bottom line can be mehaser. Any item that can be mehaser, don't consider it as a filler to start off with. Okay, good. So what are we talking about? An empty bor. Empty bor. Zeh shel shul, zeh zirika, you're giving it to the merpeset. So the Gemara says, Ela amar abaye, hacha bebor mele apirot haskinan. Alright. Not water in there. There's fruit. So the Gemara says, so what? What does fruit help you? So you filled it all the way to the top with fruit. Gemara says, Ve'a hasre. You can also be mehasir it. Again, you can take the fruit out. And go with the same question. Since you can take it out, so therefore it's really not considered a filler in the board. Therefore it's not considered as if the board is filled up. And therefore you still have to come on to Shulshu. Comes the Gemara says, no. Betibla. Aha. We're talking about fruit that are tibil. Right. Now what is tevil? Tevil is fruit that he did not take to the mut and ma'asrot. What's the deen in tevil? Tevil is mukseh. Ah, so once you're telling me that tevil is mukseh, finish, you're leaving it there. Oh, so now when we start in the Mishnah, chulyat bor, it's talking about where it's filled with perot of tevil to the top. And therefore, you know why you give it to the marpeset? Because it's equal to the marpeset. And therefore, you have no problem. No issue of shanshun, zirika. You avoided that problem. Kibarat says, daikaname. You know what? We can bring a proof to this from the Mishnah. Diktani dumya de se'la. Shma minna. Because it said in the Mishnah, choliyat abor ve'se'la. So it's mashma that these cases are similar. So we're comparing choliyat abor to a se'la. Just because se'la is a solid rock, so to the choliyat abor also is solid, meaning the board is filled up like a rock. Meaning it has a filler in there that is also solid like a rock. So that's a proof to the Mishnah, or to the fact that what we're talking about. So it comes to Gemara and says like this. Ve'lama li limitna bor ve'lama li limitna sela. Oh, now is this that question. What do you need both cases for? We now certainly, once already, we just said that the board is filled up to the top. So it's like a selah. So what do you need two cases for? You have the selah that's raised up, and you have the board that's raised up. Now, I understand you definitely need the case of selah. Because if you just had the case of board, I would say board is talking about where it is empty. And then I would run into the whole issue. So you had to tell me that we're talking about cases like a selah. That's the point. Okay, so once you tell me selah, why do you got to tell me the case now of a board and you filled it up with the tebel? And basically, it's the same exact case. So the Gemara says, Tzericha. Well, you need both cases. Diyashmi'inan Sela. If you only told me Sela, so you know why Sela is okay to the Marpeset? Deleka lemigzar. There's no gezera you can make on this. A Sela is a Sela. It is what it is. It's not going to deplete. It's not depletable. It's not shayach to deplete it. Therefore, I'll tell you, it's level with the Marpeset. Give it to the Marpeset. Aval bor ligzor, but a bor, even if it's filled with tebel, You can make a gezerah. Why? Zimnin demalya perot metukanim. Maybe it's going to be filled with perot that are not tevil. And if it's not tevil, it's not considered a hesaron. And therefore, according to Rav, now becomes asur to the bnei marpeset. Yeah, because even though now it's shilshul, but according to him, shilshul and zinika are equally non-accessible. And therefore, I would have thought, if you're talking about bor, mele perot tebel, maybe I'll say still asur to bnei marpeset. Why? Gezira atu when you filled it up with the regular perot. And when you fill it up with regular perot, it's not considered filling. And therefore, it's considered the bor is empty. Therefore, we consider it what? Zeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'zvika. And according to Rav, both are asur. So therefore, tzericha. That's why I have to tell you, no, we don't make that gezera. Which means when you have a bor, mile'ah, perot, tevel, it is considered a filler. And therefore, it's level with the marpeset. Therefore, you give it to the marpeset. And we do not make a gezera atu perot, she'enam metukanim. Good. Next proof. Tashema. Atu perot metukanim. We're not going to make a gezera that you might put perot metukanim. Correct. Tashema. And shechad said, and shealiyah. Just let me just see if we just, which ones do we have? Pictures over here. Oh, we're okay. Okay, you have Anshe Hasid v'Anshe Aliyah. Right, that's the people in the bottom and the people on the top. Sheshako v'lo irbu. They didn't make an eruv together. Each one made a separate eruv. Anshe Hasid mishtamshim ba'asarat tahtonim. V'Anshe Hasid are allowed to use the bottom 10. We'll see what this is talking about. V'Anshe Aliyah mishtamshim ba'asarat alyonim. And the Anshe Aliyah use the top 10. Ketzad, what's the case? And this we have a picture too. It's picture number 281. Ziz yotze min hakotel. You have a ziz. Ziz is a board, let's say. That pulls is out of the wall. Is like a ledge that is coming out of the wall. Lemata ma'asara. If the ledge, which incidentally is 4x4 tefachim, as she says, is coming out of the wall and it's lower than 10 tefachim, so whose access is it? So the access goes to the chaser, to the tachton. The chaser. Lemala me'asara. If it's above 10, so then already the access goes to the aliyah. Very good. So the Gemara says, here's the diyuk now. Ha, de bene bene, meaning, but if it's exactly in the middle, which means, if it's at the 10 mark, so it's 10 to the top and it's 10 to the bottom, so what's going to be the deen? Asur. That's a diuk, which means we're saying, it's only mutar to each one individual. If it's higher, you give it to the marpeset, or the aliyah. Lower, you give it to the chatzid. Apply those are the only two cases that are mutar. All other cases are asur. Meaning, even if you put it in the center, so now it's 10 to the top, 10 to the equal access. Now, let's analyze over here. Let's analyze now. Because the top is what? Shilshul. How do you get down to 10 to Fahim? Whenever there's 10 to Fahim or more, you gotta lower down. The bottom guys in the Hasid, how do they get to the Ziz? Zorek. And what are we saying now? Shnehim Asurim. Proof to Rav. Proof to Rav. Question against Shmuel.
We don't go with Shush.
Which means again, according to Shmuel, you give it to the Shilshul side. Here you say Shnei Asurim. Od pa'am, when the Ziz is in the center at the 10 mark, we're making a diyuk. What is it mutar to the top when it's higher than 10? What is it mutar to the bottom when it's lower than 10? But if it's equal, Asur lezeh, velezeh. What do you mean? Zeh b'Shilshul, zeh b'Zvika, Asur. Proof to Rav, question against Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, who told you that that's the case? Which is you assume that the case was where the wall was 20. And therefore you said, when you put it directly in the middle, you have 10 on top, and you made your diyuk. Where did you see in this braita, or whatever this is, the Tashema braita, where did you see that it's 20? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Hakha Bekotel Tish'a Asar Askinan. We're talking about a wall that is 19. So there's no center ever. So you can never make your diyuk. Your whole thing was, oh, but if it's in the middle, equal, that's 19. And therefore, the ziz yotze mimenu, and there's a ziz coming out of it. If it's less than 10, so then t'nachatzer is considered a petah, meaning it's almost flush, because it's within 10. And to the top, it's considered shulshul. When it's petah and shulshul, you give it to petah, you give it to the bottom. Demala ma'asara, within 10 to the top, who do you give it to? Well, lezebe petah, lezebe znikah. To the top, it's considered almost flush, because within 10. At the bottom, you have to be zonek, you give it to the petah. You cannot make a diyuk. Ha, if it's in the center. There's no such thing as center. Which means, nah, that's not center. Which means, you don't have, no, but it's within 10 of both. It's petah, petah. It's petah, petah. You don't have a case of shulshul and zirika. Yeah, that's the point. Which means you cannot make the diyuk where it's 10 and 10, where the zil is, because always when it's less than 10, you don't say shulshul. So therefore, only in the case of 20, the center point, it's 10 over here, shulshul, here's zirika. So therefore, he said, well, who told you we're talking about 20? I thought we're talking about 19. 19, you lost your proof. Oh, so comes again with another proof. And we go to the Amud Bet. Tashema. Shte gezustraot zu lema'la mizu. Okay, let's go now. Let's look at picture 282. Okay, this is a case that we really discussed several times in the Masechet. Basically, you have a ledge coming out of the guy's window. Okay, now, he wants to draw water on Shabbat from the water below into his house. Now, water, we always say, has the status of a kermelit. So you really have a problem drawing the water from the kermelit into the guy's, the Shuti Yahid, into his house. So we said that there's a special kula, a special leniency that was given to people that want to draw water. What does he do? Well, he has this ledge that's coming out of his house, of his window. Let him make a hole in it, okay? And in the hole, no, underneath the hole, he makes four walls, like a box. Now, the chidush of this box, that you see it in the right side of 282, that box we consider as if the walls go all the way down. And therefore, it makes it a shuti yahid. And therefore, when he's drawing the water up, it's like he never left the Rishuti Yahid. Now, even though these are considered Mechitzot Teluyot, these are suspended walls, and normally we say Mechitzot Teluyot are not considered Mechitzot. If you remember, we learned earlier, Kal Shekilu Hachamim Bemayim. That's what Kulat the Hachamim gave in order to draw water. Now, this case is a little more complicated in the sense that you have the guy next door to him. Okay, now this guy's a little lower than him. Okay, so you have two, I guess we're calling these gezustraot, okay, that are not directly adjacent to each other. One is higher, and one is lower. The one that's higher has the adjustment, has the Rishuti Yahid adjustment underneath. Now, the problem is this guy next door, he wants to get water also. So what does he do? He takes his bucket, and he throws it across into the hole, in order to access this guy's Rishuti Yahid. And then he wants to draw it up and bring it back across. He didn't make an adjustment on his item over here. Okay? So now, what is the statement? Tashema. Shte gizustraot zu lema'la mizu. Asu la'elyona velo asu letahtona. If they only made this Rishuti Yahid adjustment, the walls, for the elyona, for the top one. Velo asu the tahtona, but they didn't make for the tahtona. Shtehem asurot achi arbu. Oh, so the Gemara says a big hadush here. Not only is the tahton asur, but even the elyon is asur to go to that area. Now why? So right away that she tells us. First of all, we're talking about a case where they went partners with these walls. So therefore, although it's on the elyon side, but the tahton has a
helik in the, has a stake in the wall. So therefore, it's a shared area in the sense that they both they own it. Now, they didn't make an eruv amongst themselves. Okay, good. But now let's analyze who has the easier access. The guy, the Elyon guy, it's shilshul. Meaning all you got to do is lower it down into the walls. Whereas the guy next door, he's got to actually zorek, right? He's got to throw it and then it's got to go down. And therefore, Rav is coming along to say what? You see here we're saying, Shnehem Asurim. But they were telling you that this guy over here only has Shilshul, and this guy's got Shilshul and Zirika. That's what we're saying. And still we're saying, you're both Asur. Kol Sheken, where it's just Shilshul against Zirika, still we're going to say, both Asur. Which in this case over here, the guy for Shilshul definitely has advantage, because he's only Shilshul, while the other guy is Shilshul. And still you're saying, both Asur. Kol Sheken, when this guy's only Zirika, you're also going to say what? That it's going to be Asur. So what do you see? Proof to Rav, question against Shemuel. So the Gemara says, actually, let's read the Rashis together. We have time to read these Rashis. Let's read. Shteges ustraot. Matnitini. Gezustrashi lema'ala min hayam. Oh, you have that ledge that's above the yam, the water. Bet zizin boltin min aliyah. You have two zizin, two like ledges that are coming out of the aliyah, out of the second story. Sha'asfat hayam. Vekuv'im nesarim mizeh lezeh. You put like, right, to tell you how to build a gezustra. You put two zizin, two like sidebars there, and you put a board on top of it. That makes a gezustra, okay? Sha'asfat hayam, v'kov'in nisarim mizeh lezeh, v'gezustra. Okay, you put boards on top of it, and that's it. V'tnan, en memali'in memena b'shabbat. Oh, but doesn't matter. You still cannot memaleh water onto that gezustra on Shabbat. Why? Lefi, she'gezustra reshuti yachid, she'gevo v'rahaba harbe. It's high, it's got the width, so it's reshuti yachid. V'hayam, karmelit. Ela imken, asuda mechitza asara. If you made a mechitza asara, bin mil ma'ala, bin mil mata. Now we're talking about when you made it lemata, meaning you made it underneath the ziz itself. She'okekin nekiv arba'a, you make a hole in the board, ke'en pi a board, like the opening of a board, ve'osin mechitza sevivotav, you make a wall around it, lema'ala o lemata, the top or the bottom, u'meshonshel dili, and you lower a bucket, u'memaleh, ve'hashiv ke'ilu piyot ha'mechitzot yurdim v'sotmin. And we imagine that the walls of this suspended box go down ad tehom, until the bottom of the ocean. Kedamar perikama kalu shekilu hachamim b'mayim shemechitza teluya meteret b'hem. Beautiful. Continue. Bet kezustrat zu lemala mezu ve'en mechavenot zu al zu. They're not directly parallel to each other. Ela meshuchot zu mekeneged zu betoch dalet. But they're still within four tefachim. ועשו לעליונה הנקב והמחיצה ולא עשו לתחתונה. You made the מחיצה for the top one, but not for the bottom one. ובשבת זורקים בני תחתונה דלי שלהם על מחיצות העליונה. On Shabbat, the guys that are lower are throwing their bucket, and they have to be good shooters, and they're throwing the bucket to land right into the hole to go through the walls over there. ויורד לנקב ומשלשל ומושק ועולה. Shtehem asurim is the key. Both now become asur. Lemalot bepne shereshut shtehem sholtot bo. Because now both reshuyot are owning the have rights to the area. Urgon shasu otam mechitza beshutafut. That's kilan and nasi. Where they made the mechitza in partners. So therefore, they both have a stake in the mechitzot. If they don't have a stake in the mechitzot, if the other guy doesn't have a stake, so get out of here. You're trespassing. You can't osir me. It's my item. So a guy trespassing into a chaser. Doesn't osir the b'nei chaser. No, but the bottom line is both of ours. And we didn't make an eruv amongst us. Continue. Kedemukmina lebe pirkin lekamal. We'll learn later on. Alma lezeh b'shilshul lebnei elyona
Tashmish milui ze b'shilshus mishalshel leyam. The top guys, how do they access shilshul? They have to go down. V'dibnei tahtona bizrika v'shilshul. And the lower guys, they got to do two things. First, they got to throw the bucket, then they got to go down. V'ketani shteim asurot. And still we're saying what? Both are also v'kol sheken lezeh b'shilshul v'zeh b'shilshul lehuda. All the more so, if this is shilshul, this is zirika, all the more so they're going to be, as we say, shilshul doesn't even beat out shilshul and zirika on the other side. All the more so it's not going to beat out zirika alone. Proof positive to Rav. Comes the Gemara and says, third lie down, Amar Rav Adda Bar Ahava Beba'in Bene Tahtona Derech Elyona Lemalot. You have a picture for that? Yes. Look at number 283. This is Abadah's answer. Which means they're not throwing. You thought they had to throw? They're not throwing. There's a ladder. There's a ladder connecting the Tahtona to the Elyona. And therefore... Right. No, it's within Yud. Let's say. No, so they're not throwing, exactly. It's just this Bishul Shul, and this is Bishul Shul. So therefore, it's the same access. And therefore, since it's the same access, nobody has any advantage over the next guy, therefore, Shtein Asurot. You thought that the reason Shtein Asurot, because you wanted to teach us what? That Zeh Bishul Shul, Vezeh Bishul Shul. No, there's no Zerika over here. It's Zeh Bishul Shul, Vezeh Bishul Shul. How? Because you got this this ladder over here that you can get across to the... to the item, to the next Z's. So comes the Gemara and says, that's one answer. That's who's the answer of Adab Barahaba. Abaye gives a different answer. Abaye Amar, Kegon de Kaimin Betoch Asara de Hadadi. Oh, different answer. New point. Picture number 284. You see these two Z's? They're within 10 to each other. So now we're saying they don't even have to be within 10. So long as they're within 4 across of each other, even if they were higher than 10 tefachim, that's the way we're learning till now. Now, they're within 4 tefachim, let's say, but they're within 10 as well. What does that do? So Abaye is teaching us a hadush. Forget about anything, zebe shilshu, zebe zirika, all this stuff is non-factor in this case. Once you're within 10, you're one. You're one hatzir. And therefore, till now we were discussing Zebishul Shul, where we have a marpeset, which is 10 high off the hatzir. So therefore, it's separate enough where you can start analyzing whose side gets the easier access, because they're considered separate entities, in the sense that the marpeset is 10 high from the hatzir. Then you can start analyzing, I got an amud, it's that high, flush to the marpeset, not flush to the hatzir. Here we're discussing one entity. Which means, the reason why it's asur is because they did not make an eruv amongst themselves. And therefore, if you don't make an eruv amongst themselves, you have two people in one hatzir that did not make an eruv amongst themselves, shtim asur, nothing to do with Shulshul and Zirika and all that stuff. The only problem is like this. If that's the case, that the issue is within 10, what did you have to tell me that the Elyon guy put the box? For that matter, even if the Tahton guy put the box, it doesn't matter who put the box. You're one. So, the Braita was very careful to tell me the Elyon put the box, but the Tahton didn't. If your issue is, who cares? The issue is within 10, you're one entity, Nakpati. So Abaye handles that. Abaye says like this. Abaye says, again, we're starting with 4 lines, right? Abaye Amar, Kegon de Kaima Betuch Asara, de Hadadi. Velo Mibaya Kamar. The Braita is using a style of lo mibaya. I mean, it's giving you the obvious, and then it's going to give you the hiddush. Not only in this case, but even like this. Lo mibaya asur le tachtona v'lo asur le alyona. I don't have to tell you the case where, let's say, the tachtona made the walls, ולא עשו לעליונה דעשירי דכיוון דבגו יוד דהדה דקיימין אסלין אהדדה. That's obvious, which means when it's on the bottom one and you put it on the, it's assumed because bottom line you're within 10, which means it's going to be asur in that case because of the rule of Abaye that was within 10, it's asur, which means that I don't have to tell you, I'm telling you a bigger hadush. I'm telling you, even in a case where you made it for Elyona, not the Tahtona, I would have said, you know what? The Elyon is easy, because he just has to go down. Where the Tahtona has to throw up and go down. So I might have thought, give it to the Elyon, which means the chidush of the case of giving me the walls in the Elyon is, because you would have said, ah, if it's in the Elyon, there's more setup to say the Elyon is mutar. Why? Because he just got to go down. Whereas the Tahton guy's got to throw his butt and go up and go down. So I might have thought, in that case, give it to the Elyon. Kamash Mahalan, you don't give it to the Elyon or the Tahton, because bottom they're within 10. And therefore, you're right. In the case where you gave it to the bottom, it's obvious it's going to be asur, because bottom line both are equal in the tashmish, which means the lower guy goes bishul shul and the top guy goes bishul shul, right? So at that point they are equal, so therefore there's no really hadush ligabe that. The hadush is what? It's obvious you're within 10 asur. Hadush is like this, even where you put the box on the Elyon. Now stop. When you put the box on the Elyon, there was a sivarat to think, maybe give it to the Elyon. You know why? Because his tashmish is easy. He just got to go down, where the tahton's got to go up and down. So I might have thought that case is mutar, kamash mahalan, even when you put the box on the Elyon, asur. Why? Within 10. So therefore this issue's got nothing to do with Shul, Zirika, that's not the factor. It's within 10, they're all considered one. Let's read Rashi for a second. Let's read Rashi. Kegon dekaimi bego asara dehadadeh. See Rashi, kegon dekaimi bego asara dehadadeh. She'en elyona givwa metahtona asara. Right, the top ziz is not, or the top gizustra is not 10 from the bottom one. Even though one of them is easier than the next, which means the top one is easier than the bottom one, right? The bottom one has to throw it and go in. Shmuel holds, now we're trying to answer Kota Shmuel. Kota Shmuel, Shmuel holds, you always give it to the Israel, so give it to the Elyon. The Tamad Achala Mishum Tashmish. The issue of it is not who's got the easy access. Ela Mishum Dekevan Debego Asra Dadadeh Kaimin. Since they are within 10 of each other, En Reshut Shelishit Lezu Belozu. That area is considered joint. Vafilu Leze Bepetah Veleze Bezrika. Which is, even if one had flush access, go back to the Hatzarot cases. Let's say one had exactly equal access, the other one had to throw up, where we normally said you give it to the guy who's flushed like a peta. If it's within 10 of each other, finish. It's all considered one. She'en hailuk reshut b'nehem. Oh, but wait a minute, we've been saying this till now, that there is hailuk reshut. V'chi amrinu reshut shilishita simucha l'shtayim l'zeh b'nachat l'zeh b'kasheh l'tal l'zeh b'nachat. When do we say that when you have two Hatzarot with a third area, that you give it to the nachat as opposed to the kasheh? That's only when the areas were separated by kegon hasir v'aliyah. Ugon bet hasod mufdot yud begova karkeot or mechisot asara b'nehem or haritz asara. If you always remember the cases, there was either a wall that was ten tefachim, there was a haritz that was ten tefachim, or the hatzarot themselves were or 10 higher than the other. There were always 10 tefachim height between them, and therefore that separates them, and they're not considered one. Then you start analyzing who's got the easier access. But here, they're within 10 of each other. Within 10 of each other, finished. It's not an issue of zit tashmish v'kasher, it's going to be one domain that they did not make
in Eruv. So I don't even care, by the way, even if the Elyon is the easier access, according to Shimon, technically, because bottom line, he's just got to make Shulshul. And the Tahton guy's got to throw up. And normally Shulshul overwins, overpowers any guy. Doesn't matter. They're both Asurot. Why? Within 10. So the Gemara, in its conclusion, just proves this principle that within 10, it's considered one Rishut. That's the last lines over here. Gemara says, Kihad Amar of Nahman Amar Shmuel. Okay, now here we need a picture to see. It's picture number 285. Gaga Samuk Lishut Terabim. Alright, let's try to configure this picture in 285. What are we looking at here? Right, we have an Aliyah. Okay, is that the second floor over there? Okay. Coming out of the Aliyah, you have a gag. I guess it's a gag to the people below it. And you see, actually, on one side it's flush to the Rishut HaRabim, but the other side it goes down into a Hatzeva. For our purposes, we just need to know that it's open, flush, this gag, this roof, on one side to the Rishut HaRabim. Okay? Now you see there in the front of the Shabbat, you have a little merpeset. Okay? Merpeset, like a little porch. Okay? Incidentally, the merpeset is enclosed, as you see. So technically, the merpeset should have like a din of a reshut, a yahid. It's got the walls there. Now, let's analyze what we want to know over here. How do you consider this gag? Can you carry from the gag to the merpeset? Are you allowed to go from Aliyah, obviously, right? Walk through the gag, carry it to the merpeset. Because who has access to the gag? Technically, the gag is shared by two reshuyot. The merpeset has access to the gag, and the reshut HaRabim, really, which is flush to it, also has access to the gag. So technically, and there's no erubin were made over it. So it's shared by technically two groups. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Shema gag ha-samuk reshut HaRabim sarich sulam kavua lehatiro. See, they put a ladder there, a permanent ladder they put by the Aliyah. What does that do? That takes them away from the Rishut HaRabim. Which means that keeps them to the Merpeset and the Gag as one. As opposed to if you put a ladder at the Rishut HaRabim, then already you're connecting the Rishut HaRabim to the Gag. So by putting a permanent ladder by the Aliyah, you're showing that you're removing yourself from the access to the Rishut HaRabim. Good? Now, Sulam Kavu'ain. Sulam Arai Lo. But only allow if you put a permanent ladder. If you put a temporary ladder, it's not going to be good. My Tama. What's the reason? Lav Mishum De Keban De Betoch Asara Dahadade Kaime Asina Hadade. Since the Marpeset and the Rishut HaRabim are within 10 to each other, so therefore, what do we say when you're within 10 to each other? You're considered one. So therefore, if you're considered one, what's going to be the deen? You have to break from one reshuyot, because they're considered one reshut. So now you have a shared reshut using your gag. So how do you get rid of, how do you break away from the reshut and abim? By putting a sulam kavua. So that shows I just want access from the Aliyah to the Gag and the Mapez, and I don't want the access to the... What did you have to even do? Why can a Sulam Arai take care of this? Because, bottom line, these guys are considered one the Mapez and the Rishut HaRabim. And therefore, they both have equal access to the Gag. And therefore, why have equal access? Because since they are within 10 to Fahim, so they are considered one Rishut. Right, you got to undo it. You got to break that connection. Right. You have to make the connection between my piston and shoot and a beam. Because they can all say the guy. Let's read Rashi. Gaga samuk le shoot and a beam. She'enu mukaf hatzer l'chos tadav, ila tzidu echad le shoot and a beam. Good, it's flush to the shoot and a beam on one side. V'stam gaga vua asara. Okay, it's 10 to v'ayim high. Sarik sulam kavua, mina aliyah le gag, lehatiro le taltam mina merpeset le gag. Permanent ladder allows you access now carrying from the gag to the merpeset. Why? The avid the sulam by making a ladder galidate, you're revealing your dot. The salkele gag mikoh reshut HaRabim. that you're taking the gag away from the Rishut Rabbim Ag. You want the gag access to the Marpeset. V'iyuni halenes u'sheben. He wants to use it. So they give a sulam arai, but if you put a temporary ladder, Rashi, keman de misalkele keman de letau. Because since you can take it away, so it reconnects the Rishut Rabbim and the Marpeset. My tama ha gag ze eno de tashmish bin Rishut Rabbim klal. The Gemara saying, what are you talking about? What are you even getting involved with the Rishut Rabbim? The gag is basically for the Marpeset use. Why is the Rishut Rabbim even being a spoiler over here? What do you got to take the access away to the Rishut Rabbim? It's 10 tefachim lower than the Hatzer, than the gag. So then what are you even bothering with it? You know what the answer is? Lab mishum debaki yaskinan. De lo gibi a Marpeset al Rishut Rabbim. You're right. The roof to the Rishut Rabbim is 10. So from the roof to the Rishut Rabbim, technically, you shouldn't have a problem. But you know what's a problem? Your Marpeset and your Rishut Rabbim are within 10. And therefore the Marpeset and the Rishut Rabbim are considered one. So now you have two different Rishuyot fighting for usage of the gag. And for the gag. And therefore, in order to make your gag permissible to carry, you're going to have to what? Get rid of one of the Rishuyot. What are you going to get rid of? The Rishut Rabbim. How do you get rid of that? By putting a permanent ladder. By the Aliyah, you're showing what? I don't want the access to the Rishut Rabbim. I just want the access to the Marpeset for the gag. But what did you have to deal with the Rishut Rabbim? Bechlal. You know why you had to deal with it? Because the Marpeset and the gag are within 10. Once you're within 10, you're considered one Rishut. Let's read that Rashi and we conclude. Rashi, please. Lav Mishum, the Behachi, Askina. This is what we're talking about. The Marpeset and the Rishut Rabbim are within 10. Marpeset, that's the yellow gated area. Umemena olim nagag. And from there, meaning, you see the Marpeset is within 10, by the way. If you look at the structure, it's right there. So you go up to the Rishut Rabbim into the Marpeset, and the Marpeset you go into the gag. Oh, upachot ma'asaraula alma. Even though technically it's to the Aliyah, you go right into the gag. The gag to the Rishut Rabbim is really not accessible. But the gag is to the Marpeset. And the Marpeset is one with the Rishut Rabbim. Oh, that's why you have a problem. Otherwise, why should it be asur? Ella, we prove from this case over here that what? That within 10 is going to be one. And therefore, that's a proof to what we said earlier, which is in the case of the Gizustraot. Shmuel comes along and says, don't confuse the issue with Tashmish, Shul, and Zirikan. You want to bring a proof? No proof. The case is talking about where it's within 10 tefachim. And therefore, since it's within 10 tefachim, Abaye says, it's considered one Rishut. Therefore, they all said, Adadi, just like the Marpeset and the Rishut Rabbim, are considered one Rishut because they are, or said, Adadi, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, Amen.